Today's shiur in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Gimel Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning on the very top line with Sif Ches, finishing off Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Aleph, dealing with various types of hair cutting on Chol Hamoed. And Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes, Kol Adam Mutar Litol Sofa B'Chol Hamoed. You're allowed to trim your mustache, cut your mustache on Chol Hamoed. The Mishneh Berurah tells us in Siv Kotn Chof Aleph, this is true, bein b'misparayim, whether using a scissors, u bein b'tar, whether using a razor. And he says, va'afilu eino ma'akeves wa'achila. This is true even if it doesn't disturb your eating. Now the reason why he mentions this is because, as you can see in Deir Shu footnote number 18, in regards to the 3 weeks or the 9 days, depending on your customs about not shaving, so you're only allowed to trim your mustache during that period of time if it's ma'akeves wa'achila. So how come over there it's requiring to be ma'akev v'sachila, but here you can cut it even if it's not ma'akev v'sachila? It doesn't prevent you from eating. So it brings down from the Maxis HaShekel the reason, Shekivon Shebiyamei Bein HaMitzorim, during the 9 days or the 3 weeks, Nesar Giluach B'chol HaGuf, your entire body, you're not allowed to cut your hair. Therefore, L'chein L'hutra Hasara Seir HaSofa, therefore you can't trim your mustache, Elim Kein Ma'akev v'sachila, only if it's going to prevent you from eating. But otherwise, you can't trim it. Whereas here, there is no isser on your entire body, so therefore, you're allowed to go and trim your mustache during Chol Hamoed, even if it doesn't disturb you from eating. If somebody has scabs on his head and it's very painful and uncomfortable, then he can cut his hair even with a razor on Chol Hamoed as well. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, if a person has like scales on his head, but he needs to take them off, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Tzatzal brings down, you can do this on Chol Hamoed, even if it's going to take off some of the hair, just like you're allowed to comb your hair and you don't worry that maybe some hair will come off, so to over here, you're allowed to go and deal with these scales that you have on your head, and even if some of the hair may come off. The issue footnote number 20 deals with what happens if a person has lice. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that in this situation, mutulo listaper b'chol hamoed. You'd be allowed to go and take a haircut on Chol Hamoed if you have lice. K'dimishish makah b'rosho. This is no different than if a person has a makah, has some sort of a wound or scab on his head. And he tells us as well, ayin the bir halacha, where he essentially says what the Mishneh Berurah just said. I'm not sure why he tells us to go look in the bir halacha. In any event, he adds, umutul ahakiz dam shikorin Kep Zetzin, he says here as well, also allowed to go and take a bloodletting, do a phlebotomy for this process called Kep Zetzin. This is something was in the Tirgum, it says it's Kosos Ruach. I think this is something like the cupping that we talked about previously, and he brings it down from the Orchas Chaim. And if you look at Deir Shu footnote number 17, he brings down Odom Atolesh Sa'aros Mirosho Mizikno Shalolud Sarach. If a person is pulling at his hair and he pulls out some hair from his head or his beard for no purpose whatsoever, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that a person shouldn't do this. One shouldn't pull out his hair, even if he's not doing it for any purpose. However, if he's pulling at it and doesn't even realize he's pulling at it in Lahakbi Bazeh, then it's not a big deal. Now the Ramah tells us that Hagah, Afilu B'Fahesya, this you're allowed to do even in public. Umutu lochof, likewise one can shampoo, v'lisrok rosh b'moed, you're allowed to comb your hair, v'chol hamoed, afu b'yishemeshir seyer, even though when you shampoo, or you comb your hair, some hair may come off, on Shabbos or Yontif, if it's a psik reishi, you're not allowed to do it, but v'chol hamoed, you're allowed to do it, the ein b'zeh mishum giluach, this isn't a concern about hair cutting, and he brings it down the name of the Mordechai. If you look in the Mishneh Berurah, in Siv Kotn Chav Beis, he says, v'kein kol ruchitza mutter, any type of washing up is permissible, he brings this down from the Garden of Akiva Eger. If you look in the issue foot number 21, it brings down Olinyan Shimush Bisabon Mutzak, to use a bar of soap on Chol Hamoed. So the Ber Moshe, as that Tzal brings down, Shamino Kaposhut Lahatir. You can use a bar of soap, it's not a problem. However, he says, Yesh Mir Kotun Shinogu Isabedover. There are those that say you shouldn't. But Mikom Makom certainly says with liquid soap, Sabon Nosli, Bavadi Mutter, you certainly can. I believe it's a very common custom, but we paskin that you can use certainly liquid soap and even a bar of soap. In today's COVID era, certainly it's extremely important that people appropriately wash their hands, whether it's with soap and water or with one of the alcohol products. This concludes Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, and now we begin, and Mi'etz Hashem, we're going to conclude Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, which deals with the Netilas Tzipornayim B'Chol Hamoed, cutting your nails on Chol Hamoed. And the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Mutu li tol tzipernayim, a person is allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMoed, bein diyad, bein derega. Now this means, as you can see in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskul, bein diyad, bein derega, Rosh Lomar, afilu derega, you can cut your fingernails on your hands or on your toes. The Lomois in Miskadel, even though it's not disgusting if it grows, gam ki mutter. He brings that from the Nachlas Tzvi, nevertheless it's permissible. So a person is allowed to cut his toenails or his fingernails on Chol HaMoed, afilu b'misprayim, and he's even allowed to use a scissors. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nalak tells us, Bekoshekein, and certainly besakin with a knife, or biyad, or picking at them with your hand, or bishinov, to bite your nails, mutter. All of these are permissible on Chol HaMoed. Again, we discussed on Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif, that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos or Yontif. Now the Ramah says, Hagor, avo yesh machmirim v'yosrim, he brings down, there are those that are more machmir than the mechaber, and prohibit you from cutting your nails on Chol HaMoed. And he says, this is how we paskin, the veld paskins, not to go cut your hand nails or your fingernails on Chol HaMoed. And this is true, ben besakin, whether you're using a knife, ben misprayim, or whether you're using scissors. Unless, in lo letzorach mitzvahs tefillah, unless it's a woman who needs to go to the mikvah, she has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, and she has to make sure there's no chatzitza, no dirt underneath her nails, so they cut their nails, so that's allowed. Shenotlin kidarkin b'chol, and she's allowed to do this the same way she would do it on a regular weekday. He brings down from the Sefer Mitzvot Ketanos and Tosos that is allowed. Now let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, the Ramah's opinion that says there are those that are machmir. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the sovrim that they hold. He brings down from the Levush, the Bezeh Shayach Gan Kenatam, Kidei Shalo Yikonis, Lemoi Kishu Menuvel, because this is to prevent you from going into the holiday like a disheveled person, like a Menuvel. If you don't cut your nails, I don't got time to cut my nails, I'll wait till I get to Chol HaMoed, so you're going to let your nails grow until they become disgusting. V'yachtechem v'erev v'regel, and therefore, instead, you should go and cut your nails on Erev Yontif, and this way, you're not going to go and need to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. The issue footnote number one says, for Adam Asovel Mitziporin Baraglo, Hamafria Lo Linolis Nalo, if somebody has like a hangnail or some other problem with a single nail on his leg and it's not allowing him to put on a shoe, so then Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, Sheish Lahok Lechotra, then you're allowed to go cut it. Because this whole Gezeira, according to the Machmir opinion of the Ramah, that says that you shouldn't cut your toenails or your handnails, your fingernails on Chol HaMoed, is that you shouldn't look disheveled when you come into the Yontif. But it's not talking about fixing one particular nail that's bothering you. And therefore, Yesh Letzarif Lekachas Hashita Shelo Gozru Klal Alintina Sipranai B'Moed. So you can combine this with the Shita of the Mechaber that says there is no problem in cutting your nails anyway on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, there's one nail that's bothering you, not letting you put on your shoe. It's a hangnail, whatever it may be, you're allowed to go and cut it. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'chol hani d'mutorim legaleach, all the people that we learned in previous shiurim that are allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, the guy that got out of captivity, the guy that got out of jail, etc., the traveler, haneskrom leil v'simin tovkuf lamed aleph, which we learned in yesterday's shiur and 2 days ago shiur, mutorim litol tzipernayim, they're likewise allowed to also cut their nails. If you were allowed to cut your hair, you're also allowed to cut your nails, even according to the Machmir opinion here of the Ramah. And if you did cut your nails on Erev Yontif, but they grew fast, then you're allowed to cut them on Chol HaMoed as well. Now, if the issue footnote number two brings down, let's say Yontif was on Thursday, and you cut your nails on Sunday. So they didn't really grow enough to need to have them cut again by Erev Yontif. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, then if you need to cut them on Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to. Because on Erev Yontif, there was nothing to cut. They hadn't grown enough. And therefore, this gezerah that you may come to save your nails to be cut on Chol HaMoed doesn't apply if there was nothing really to cut on Erev Yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "D'ho yesh matirim li'olam kishugilach me'erev Yontif, since there are those that permit you even to take a haircut if you took a haircut on Erev Yontif, even though v'afta nan lo kaimelon kain, even though we don't paskin like this, nevertheless, as we learned in Kanal and Simon, Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph in Sif Beis, we said that even if you took a haircut on Yontif, you're not allowed to take another haircut on Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, mikomakom linyan zeh, in regards to the cutting of the nails, the yesh v'lav hochi ha'ri deos lo'ako, since you have the whole mechaber's opinion and others that say you're allowed to cut him l'chatchila on Chol HaMoed, ein l'hachmir. Therefore, if you cut him before Yontif and they need to be cut again, your fast-growing nails, whatever, then you're allowed to go and cut them on Chol HaMoed. Sivkot and Gimel, and this, according to the Ramah, that says you shouldn't go and cut them, didn't make a difference what mechanism you're using, whether you're using scissors or a knife. So he says, avo b'yadav o b'shinov mutter, but to pick at your nails on Chol HaMoed with your fingers, or to bite them, to bite your nails with your teeth, that's allowed. Then he adds, Hanotel Tzipor Bishinov. As a general rule, if somebody bites their fingernails, Ein Bahem Mishum Mius. Well, it's really not nice, and you certainly would not do that in polite company. Nevertheless, it's not considered something that's disgusting, which you're not allowed to do. Sivkot and Dalit. You're allowed to go if you have a tzorech for cutting your nails, like a mitzvah of tefillah, so then you can cut them in the regular way. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Hashanah, what he's telling us over here is, Afilu Aydei Atzman. You can cut them yourselves. You don't need a guy to go and cut them. As he continues, he says, "Ve'en tzorach ayidei nachris k'mol inyan isha shi'avela," as opposed to a woman who's in avelos who needs to have her nails cut. So then, it's certainly preferable that a non-Jewish woman cut them. And this is a din in Yoredeya and Simin Shin Sadi Sif Zayin. And the reason why we're mekel over here is because there are those that are mekel l'chatchila, like the mechaber, that you're allowed to go cut your nails l'chatchila. So here we don't make you cut them when you have a tefillas mitzvah with a non-Jewish person. And this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The issue, footnote number 3, says, Ulagabe odom hanoeg litol tziporno b'chol Erev Shabbos. If somebody is used to cutting his nails every Erev Shabbos, when we learned Hilchos Shabbos, we said it's a very good idea to cut your toenails on a different day than your hand nails, and you cut your toenails, let's say, on Wednesday night, and you cut your fingernails on Thursday night. So in this situation, the person always cuts his fingernails every Thursday night. So it's now Thursday night, it's Erev Shabbos, and it's Chol HaMoed. Like it will be this week in Mirtz Hashem. I'm dictating this during the week of Sukkot. So this week, on Thursday night, it's Chol HaMoed. Is a person allowed to go cut his nails if he always cuts them every Thursday night? So he brings down for the Nachlas Shiva, and this you can see in the Ber Hetev Os Aleph, Shekamo Sheitiru Letzorech Tfilas Mitzvah. Just like you're allowed to go and cut your nails for Tfilas Mitzvah, Kach Yesh Lahatil Linhog Litol Tziponim L'Chavit Shabbos. You can cut them for going a tefillah in a mikvah, so you can also cut them with covered Shabbos. That's the first opinion of the Nachlas Shiva, because it's a mitzvah. Another heter, another reason, Tam Nosef Lahatir, Shekein Kol Dov Rachotze, it's betvila, chotze betvila sedai. He says, because if it's causing a potential chatzitza, an interposition between you and the mikvah, it's also causing a potential interposition when you do netila sedayim. If you don't go and cut your nails, so then you're going to have a chatzitza from netilas sidayim. So therefore, that's another reason you should be able to cut your nails. As opposed to mashenkin, im rogeli tol tziponav chol Erev Shabbos, the person is used to cutting his nails every Erev Shabbos, so the tzoa, the schmutz that's underneath your fingernails, is something you're not makbid about, and it's not chotzeitz. On the other hand, he says the Shelz Rushus Yaakov brings down Dafko Litvilas Mitzvah Hitiru. It's only for a tefillah of the mitzvah that they allow you to cut your nails, but not somebody that cuts them every Erev Shabbos. That's not considered enough of a hetter. You should have cut them before Chol HaMoed. You should have cut them before Yontif. What about in the argument, the taina, that it's a chatzitza for the tefillah sidayim? So he brings down the little bit of tzoa that's going to be there for a whole week. That's not going to be a real chatzitza for the tefillah sidayim, because most people aren't makbid about that little stuff underneath their nails. What about a moral who has to do the mitzvah of priya, and he needs to have good fingernails, clean fingernails? So the Ramah brings down, in regards to a mol, hanimtza b'yimei aveluso, if nebuch, the mol is needed to do a bris milah, even though he's in avelus, so then you're allowed to go and cut your nails in this situation as well. So the shach brings down, the reasoning there is, kivin she'eno mechave lenoi. He's not doing it to beautify. Elitzach mintza, he needs to have his fingernails in a proper way that he can do priya properly. Similarly, v'chein l'nin cholamoit, Rav Nissen Karlitz, Asal brings down that you're allowed to go, a moel can go and cut his nails. Same reasoning applies. He brings down from the Sefer Otsar Bris, in the name of Rav Yehuda Hagozer Bechloli Mila, Sha'atam La'atil Amoel, Asakin Siponim Amoed. The reason why a moel is allowed to cut his nails on Chol HaMoed is this is called Machshire Mila Amutarim B'moed. And this is also considered Machshire Priya. And therefore, he's allowed to go and cut his nails because it's part of the Hechshir Mitzvah of the actual Priya of the Bris Mila. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Kol refuah mutu b'chol HaMoed. Any type of medicinal activity is permissible on Chol HaMoed, as opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, where there are tremendous inyonim in regards to are you allowed to or not allowed to do refuah because of gzeira shema shchika sammonim. You may come to go and grind, do an issa daraisa. On Chol HaMoed, none of this applies." The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains, "Hainu shemuta lasos afilu melocha gemura l'tzorech refuah. You're allowed to do absolute." What would be otherwise assumed a raisa on Yontif or Shabbos, you can do them on Chol HaMoed with zero concern. This is not only for a person with life-threatening illness, even for a person that is a chol baruch Hashem she'ein bo sakana, doesn't have a life-threatening illness. However, he says, ha b'yomtiv aser on yomtiv, you're not allowed to go and afilu lishtos davar shemishum refuah, even to drink something for medicinal purposes if you're not a chol she'ein bo sakana. Why? As I mentioned, gzeira atu shchika samamonim, because you may come to grind things which would be an issa deraisa. This is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avram and the Prima Godin. Now, the issue, footnote number 5 brings down, are you allowed to go to a dentist on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Moshe finds in the silent Igros, Moshe brings down, Shem Yesh Lo Afilu Tzar Kotim Shinam, you have a mild pain in your teeth, Mutal Atapel Ben Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go to the dentist on Chol HaMoed. However, he says, protective, preventative care, Tipuli Mishamrim, also, that you can't do on Chol HaMoed. Unless, Elam Kain, Olul Higarim Nezek in Lo Yitapa B'chol HaMoed. Somebody needs a weekly cleaning. He needs to have something on a regular basis. If he doesn't go, it's going to cause trouble. So then even on Chol HaMoed, Rav Moshe says it's allowed to be done. And there's also the opinion of the Deborah Tziner, Zetzal, the Ber Moshe, which is that you can go to the dentist even for such care. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zetzal is more makel. Muta L'tapa B'shinayim Gamim Ein Lo Koyev Tzar. Even if there's nothing wrong with your teeth, preventative, protective care is allowed. He says, Yishur Shinaim Zosu, but to straighten your teeth, that's not allowed. What about Limkvoa Tur Lehemshech Haripur L'Chol HaMoed, to arrange a follow-up visit for Chol HaMoed, both in She'en Aguf Nenem Miyad Miyaripur, and you're not going to get any direct benefit right now from this visit? And the only reason he's doing this is now because he has time on Chol HaMoed, he's not working. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says he's not sure if you're allowed to do this. Finally, libodek etzel rofi bedika shigartis b'chol HaMoed, to do a regular follow-up visit, a regular care on Chol HaMoed. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is also brought down from the Sefer HaZikaron, Vakshe Torah says, she'osor adover, you shouldn't have a routine appointment on Chol HaMoed. Even if the doctor is not going to do any work, he's just going to, let's say, put a stethoscope on you. He's just going to feel your belly. So in this situation, it's a zilzul kavod hamoed, and you shouldn't do this. Finally, the issue foot number 6 brings down, if somebody has a mechush bialma, he has a minor ailment. So are you allowed to take a refuah on Chol HaMoed for a minor ailment? So we learned in Hilchos Yontiv, Simen Tov Samaches, that if a person wants to have a phlebotomy just for maintaining his health, in those days they used to think that giving regular bloodletting was good, so he's allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed, even if it's rak lebrius ba'alma, even if it's just to keep him healthy, that's allowed. However, it brings down from the bir halacha, nira shelo hiti refu lebisheinu chola klal, but you're not allowed to go if you're not sick at all. He says, no, that you're not allowed to do this if it's just for like good health, maintaining good health, that you shouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. Finally, he says, from Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal and Igros Moshe, Shagam Kishiyesh L'Odom Mechosh B'Yamma Mutalu Lassus Kom L'Ochot Sarfuwa. So Moshe's Mekel says, anything that you need, even if you have a minor ailment, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. And there's also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. One or two last things, the issue foot number 4 regarding a woman on the night of her tefillah, if it comes out on Matzah Yontif Achron, so should she cut her nails then, or should she cut her nails like she normally would before Yontif on Erev Yontif? So here it's on Chol HaMoed, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in this situation, better not to cut them on Chol HaMoed, but to wait till Matzah Yontif and cut them then. And with this we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Beis and today's shir.